SEPTA is continuing to negotiate this week with its largest labor union in hopes of averting a work stoppage. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
SEPTA's Andrew Bush says the authority and transport workers union negotiators have 2 days of talks scheduled this week.
We're ready to work on the outstanding issues in hopes of getting a fair agreement in place. We're committed to continuing these discussions and working through any unresolved issues.
He adds there are still issues on the table before they move to the wage portion of the talks.
Pension is an issue that the union has brought up. There's also some discussions on health care premiums and co-pays that we need to discuss.
Bush says they'll talk today and again on Friday. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Mazzoni Center marked World AIDS Day this week with a virtual panel of doctors and public health experts from around the country, including Dr. Anthony Fauci. He led the nation's response to COVID under the Trump and Biden administrations and is known for his work in addressing the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today, HIV is manageable and deaths have fallen to record lows, but Fauci said thousands of Americans are still diagnosed annually. He criticized efforts to cut funding for prevention and treatment programs that could hamper progress that's already been made.
There is a danger of our going backwards now as we pull back for support, and that's something that would be a real tragedy, and history will judge us very, very harshly if that happens.
Since 1981, an estimated 91 million people worldwide have been infected with the virus. Right now, clear skies over Philadelphia, 41 degrees in Center City, mostly sunny conditions, well, mostly sun-setting conditions. It's getting a little dusky outside. Atlantic City sitting at 42 with sunshine, and Wilmington a few clouds, 41 there. Overnight in Philadelphia, clear skies and cold temperatures. We're going to dip below freezing in the pre-dawn hours. Tomorrow, similar to today, maybe a few more clouds and slightly cooler than a big cool down on Friday with a chance for even some snow.